Well, I say this every year.
我每一年都这样说。
I'm not going to speak to you in Chinese because you might not know what I'm talking about.
我不会用中文跟你们联络，因为你们也许不了解我在讲什么。
So I'm not as, I guess, developed as good as my students.
所以我好像不如我的学生那么中文那么方面有那么多成就。
Thank you for this opportunity to serve with you.
谢谢你们给我一个机会来服侍你们。
Throughout human history,
在人类历史以来,
we have always speculated what our purpose as mankind should be.
我们时常思想到人活的目的在哪里。
Is it our work?
是我们的工作吗?
Many people find that work defines who we are and gives us a sense of self-worth.
许多人会认为我们的工作肯定我们的价值。
The success and failure speaks to the world around us whether we have made it or not.
我们或许成功或失败，工作方面的成功失败，告诉别人我们是什么样的人。
But a time of economic unrest like ours today poses many questions to whether life is really about work.
可是像今天这个经济这么不景气的时况，不可靠的时况，我们得重新思考一下，人活的是什么意思。
The preacher or the teacher, as some call him in the book of Ecclesiastes, like us, searched through many different elements of human existence.
这个雅各这个传道书的作者，这个老师，他也是跟我们同样的一样，在思考这样的事情。
And what he found is that work is grievous and fertile.
他所发现的是工作是很劳碌的，很忧伤的。
Why?
为什么呢?
He speculates that all the hard work that he did and the rewards from the toil will end up going down the drain.
他只想到他所做的一切,所有的成就都会泡汤。
He does not know whether the one who comes after him will be wise or foolish.
他不晓得他自己的后人是有智慧的还是愚昧的。
All the sacrifices that he made in order to be successful in his work will then be meaningless.
他所有在为事业上面成功而奉献掉的，他将来都成为空的。
Even his legacy, no one will remember.
就算他的遗产，将来也没有人会记得。
We might think that the teacher is a little bit too pessimistic.
我们也许认为这个教师他太悲观了。
However, in light of tragic events such as the loss of life and property at the World Trade Center, it is easy to empathize with the teacher.
可是在911事件以后，我们很容易的跟这个人有同样的想法，因为一转眼之间，人他的家产、他的性命就丧失了。
The teacher is right.
这个教师是对的。
If we cannot guarantee our life and the fate of our hard work, then there is nothing better for a man.To eat and drink and tell himself that his labor is good.
如果一个人对他自己的将来、他的产业、他的生命都没有保障的话，那何不干脆就吃吃喝喝，享受自己所辛苦造得来的。
Enjoyment and pleasure is an obvious will of God, it seems.
神的旨意是让我们能够享受我们所做的。
Health and wealth are apparent blessings from God.
我们身体的健康和金钱是神那里来的祝福。
After all, who can have fun without God?
换句话讲，谁能够没有神而享乐呢？
As long as we acknowledge Him,
只要我们认识神，
He gives us a license to enjoy life.
他让我们有能力能够享受我们生活上的一切。
Why doesn't the teacher find life pleasing then?
为什么这个教师他不觉得这个满足他呢？
Why don't many of us find fun fully satisfying then?
为什么我们不自己觉得工作上面能得到满足呢？
Well, some wise men in the past have argued this.
在过去有很多有智慧的人，他们讨论过这样的事情。
It is because wealth and health is material and physical.
因为金钱和健康是物质，是属肉体的。
They are just things.
他们只不过是东西而已。
We are humans.
我们是人类。
We have a deeper need in the soul.
在我们的灵魂里有更深的需要。
How can we be satisfied by properties that are inferior on an existential scale?
我们怎么能够用低等的东西来满足我们深层的需要？
So human move on to a quest for wisdom.
所以人类来追求智慧。
If the human mind has the most intellectual capacity of all creation,
如果一个人有所有的知识和智慧的话,
then our mind must be capable of answering the question of the meaning of life.
那我们的头脑就有能力能够解答人生命为什么这个谜。
The book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom enables us to make the right choices in life.
在箴言书里头这样讲说，智慧能够使我们能够解决生活上面的问题。
Making right choices in life enables us to prosper.
在生命上如果能够做明确的选择的话，你生活一定很成功。
Foolishness leads to wrong choices in life, and our choices produce what we deserve.
愚昧让我们做不好的选择，这个选择我们就自得其果。
Does the teacher of Ecclesiastes agree with Proverbs?
传道书这个作者这个老师他是跟箴言上面是相同的看法吗
He says that wisdom excels folly as light excels darkness
他说智慧胜于愚昧就像光明胜于黑暗一样
Yet he saw that one fate befalls both of them
可是他看同样的命运轮到同样的不同样的人
The wise no matter how wise he becomes
不论一个人有多大的智慧
does not escape the destiny that he and the fool will both face.
他也不会避免到跟同样的一个愚昧的人同样的命运就是死亡。
So having intellectual knowledge also is meaningless and dissatisfactory.
所以就是一个人有智慧也是空的也是没有意思的。
Half a dozen times in the book, the teacher concluded that man's lot is none other.
在这一本书里头有至少六次这个教师跟我们讲到人的幸运是只不过是
Eat, drink, be happy and enjoy his labor
吃喝享受你自己的劳碌得来的
He says that God approves it and so it must be
他说神既然这样子允许那就是应该这个样子了
As long as God allows us to live, carpe diem
只要神让我们何不今天快快乐乐享受呢
Don't think that the teacher has neglected to recognize that man is a spiritual being.
不要认为这本书的作者这个教师忽略了人是属灵的动物。
He looked at work that is reasonable because God gives us tasks to occupy ourselves.
他认为工作是合理的因为神给我们工作让我们能够来控制自己。
He examined wisdom that is intelligent because God created us with minds to think.
他思考智慧的这方面事情也是聪明的因为神给我们头脑让我们能够衡量识别。
He argued for the spiritual that is believable because we have faith.
他为属灵方面的事情来辩论也是可以相信的因为我们是有信心的人。
The teacher also considered spiritual matters.
这个老师也是同样的想到了属灵方面的事。
He recognized that God, Elohim, is in charge of time and history.
他相信这个以罗以这个神，他是在有时间和空间的，是历史的神。
Moreover, Elohim, our creator, includes us in his plan by setting eternity in our hearts.
再讲以罗以这位神，他把永生安在我们的心里头。
That is great.
就好了
If the human being can understand eternity, how much more will he surely understand our sense of worth and purpose of existence?
一个人若能了解永生这个样子的事情的话，难道他不能够了解我们活的是什么意思吗？
The only problem for the teacher of Ecclesiastes seems to be man's inability to understand what God is doing.
唯一的问题是在传道书里头这个教师他讲的是人所以为什么不能够了解神他的所造的就我们的原因
God doesn't seem to care to tell us either
神好像也不愿意跟我们直接讲
God doesn't seem to need our help How can we do anything to add to it or to take from it
神又不需要我们帮他什么我们怎么样才能够添一点在他的旨意里头添一点东西或者减少一点东西呢
If God decides to make everything known to us would that not make us God?
如果神把一切都显明给我们的话让我们能够了解的话我们难道不就像神一样了吗
How then will we fear him?
那时候我们怎么样才会敬畏神呢
God, Elohim is indeed to be feared
以罗以神他是值得我们尊敬敬畏的
He judges, but there is no guarantee of justice
他审判我们，可是他审判的尺度是我们不能了解的。
This is what the teacher says.
这是这个教师所说的。
There is a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness.
有义人行义，反之灭亡。
And there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his wickedness.
有恶人行恶，倒想长寿。
So contrary to the common belief of righteousness taught in Proverbs,
所以这个好像跟箴言里头所教导的是相反的。
The teacher reminds us of the reality that there are righteous men who get what the wicked deserve, and there are wicked who get what the righteous deserve.
这个教师教导我们说，有行义的人反而有不好的结果，行恶的人反而长寿。
It is not true that we always reap what we sow.
说人种瓜得瓜不全是真的。
So wherein lies the motivation for us to be wise or upright?
这样为什么我们要想到有智慧或者是过一个圣洁的生活呢？
Why do we bother?
我们干什么要试这样的事呢？
Indeed, the advice we are given is not to be excessively righteous and not to be overly wise either.
我们看这个传道书的时候，我们会了解他的教导是叫我们不要太过分于正直，也不要太过于公正。
Why do we want to ruin ourselves? He says.
他说为什么我们要自取灭亡呢？
Just stay in the middle.
中庸之道。
The teacher says.
这个老师这样子讲。
The one who fears God comes forth with both righteousness and wickedness.
一个敬畏神的人，结果也或者是好，或者是不好。
Because no matter how hard we try to observe God's work,
因为不论我们怎么样衡量神他所做的事的
the conclusion is this.
结论是这个样子。
Man cannot discover the work which has been done under the sun.
人不能够发现在日光之下已经做的事情。
Even though man should seek laboriously, he will not discover.
一个人甚至于他怎么样努力都不能够发现。
And though the wise man should say, I know, he will not understand.
虽然一个有智慧的人说我了解，他也不一定真正了解。
Boston is not like Jerusalem.
波士顿不像耶路撒冷一样。
And Lexington is not like the Gaza Strip or the Jenin refugee camp.
洛辛顿城也不是像在中东的逃难营一样。
We do not expect to be killed by a fellow patron while getting a slice of pizza.
我们去买一片披萨的时候，不指望一个同样的顾客，另外一个顾客把我们杀掉。
Nor do we expect our home to be bulldozed while we're sleeping.
我们也不会想到在晚上睡觉的时候，房子会被人家拆掉。
Yet political stability does not guarantee safety.
是的。政治上面的稳固并不代表我们个人的安全。
Those who left home in the morning for work like any other day on September 11th never returned.
在9月11号，许多人早上上班，可是晚上并没有回来。
Many of us, like the innocent Palestinian or Israeli citizen,
有许多人像这些很无辜的巴勒斯坦和以色列的人
who are terrorized or killed.
他们被恐惧的，然后他们被杀掉了。
Like the teacher of Ecclesiastes,
就像在这个传道书的作者这个教师这样子讲
wonder about justice.
他怀疑公义在哪里
It is an evil to all of us.
这个对我们来都是极大的恶端
For the righteous as well as the wicked.
对有行义的或者行恶的人是一样的
The wise as well as the foolish.
有智慧的或者是愚昧的人也是一样的
The religious as well as the pagan.
有信仰的或者没有信仰的人
There is only one fate that waits for all of them.
我们所有的人都要面临同样的命运
How hopeless and meaningless are our efforts.
我们的努力真是很空虚的很 无用的
The teacher congratulates the dead more than the living.
这个教师恭喜这个死的人
Since there is no justice for him who is dead.
好像说死了以后就没有公义这样的能够烦恼他了
But then again, at least the one who is alive knows what is going on.
可是换句话讲，说一个人活着才会知道什么样事情发生。
The dead knows nothing.
死了就不知道了。
Perhaps the teacher is correct to say that the best is never to be born.
也许这个教师的这样的论调是对的，一个人最好从来没生下来。
He is absolutely right.
他是完全对的。
It seems life is fleeting.
因为生活很短暂。
And time and chance overtake all of us.
时间和机遇，然后会马上赶上我们。
It all depends on whether we're lucky or not.
这完全是看我们幸不幸运了。
All random chance.
完全都是很没有办法计划的。
If our reward is what we have in this life, better have fun while we can.
如果我们今天的这一生的享受只有在于这一生能得到的话，那我们何不就是吃吃喝喝享受呢？
It seems obvious. No one knows the time when his turn is up.
很明显的，我们没有人知道我们的时间什么时候到了。
As fish are caught in a cruel net,
就像鱼在一个很恶的网里头。
Or birds taken in a snare,
或者是鸟在网里头。
So men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them.
人也是同样的被时间捆绑着。
At the end, everyone will go to the same place.
到至终，我们都去同一个地方。
All came from the dust and all returned to the dust.
所有都是尘土而来，还到尘土。
At the time of death, the handiwork of God's creation will be entirely reversed.
在我们死亡的时候，神这个他的创造物就回到原来的形状。
The dust will return to the earth as it was.
尘土归还地球上面，就是像原来一样。
And the breath of the Spirit will return to God who gave it.
神的灵就回到神那里去，回到主神那里。
How meaningless human existence must be!
人的活的存在真是好像没有意义的。
What an evil death is!
死亡是何等可恶的。
Perhaps you have been thinking and wondering.
也许你现在坐在这里也在想。
What a curious philosophy this is!
这个哲学论调是很奇怪的。
It's an interesting argument about what it means to be human.
做人到底是为了什么？是一个很有意思的这个考虑，我们要很有意思的来考虑一下。
The teacher seems to be spelling out human reality.
这个教师好像跟我们在讲明了人到底是什么一回事。
And describing honestly life.
然后很诚恳的、很真实的跟我们讲生命是什么一回事。
And the kind of cynical understanding that is offensive even to traditional Old Testament sensibilities.
他这样的想法好像是很反这个旧约时代的教导一样。
Definitely to our modern Christian years as well.
今天我们坐在这里，基督徒好像也很反胃听这个样的论调。
As in the Sherlock Holmes stories.
好像在 Sherlock Holmes 这个侦探小说写他写的一个书。
The movie Gosford Park keeps the viewer guessing.
这个电影 Gosford Park 它让你不同的一直在想这样的事。
Which one of the characters committed the crime?
哪一个演员做了这样的坏事？
And who the murderer is?
杀人的那个人是谁呢？
Like a well-crafted suspense story.
好像一个写得很好的一本侦探小说一样。
The book of the Book of Ecclesiastes is a great big foil.
这个传道书这本书是一个很大的阻扰。
The entire preaching of the teacher.
这个教师他所有的论调
is used as a teaching device
是用来是一种手段
to address the speculative wisdom of his day
是让人有智慧的人来想想看智慧是什么。
In the same manner which Elihud
在同样的方法以利乎
and Job's three friends
和约伯的三个朋友
gave wrong advice to Job
给约伯不好的忠告
concerning his sufferingSimilarly, the words of the teacher in Ecclesiastes are incorrect recommendation to us regarding our lots as humans.
因为约伯在他的遭遇，他的朋友给他不好的忠告，就像在这个传道书里头，这个教师给我们不好的忠告。
What then is really our lot?
那我们的幸运到底，命运到底是什么呢？
What is God's purpose of our gifts of wealth and possession?
神给我们产业和富足到底是为了什么事呢？
What should we be glad with and let our hearts be filled with?
我们心里应该以什么为满足呢？
Jesus tells a story in the book of Luke.
耶稣在路加福音里讲了一个比喻。
The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop.
有一个财主他的田地丰盛。
He thought to himself,
他对自己这样想
What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.
我的出产没有地方放了，我应该怎么办呢？
Then he said,
然后他说呢
This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones.
他说我就这样子办吧，我把我的谷仓拆掉，再造一个更大的。
And there I will store all my grains and goods.
在那里我把我所有的出产和我的谷仓都放在里头，放在仓库里。
And I will say to myself,
然后我就跟自己说，
You have plenty of good things laid up for many years.
你有好多好多丰盛的东西，以后都不用怕了。
Take life easy.
慢慢的享受吧。
Eat, drink, and be merry.
吃喝享用吧。
But God said to him,
可是神跟这个人讲，
You fool,
你这个愚昧的人啊，
This very night your life will be demanded from you.
今天晚上你的生命就没有了。
Then you will get what you have prepared for, then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
那你这个为自己准备的一切都告给谁呢？
Jesus warns us against the lust of greed and conceit.
耶稣警告我们不要贪恋东西，不要自己很满自满。
It is much easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
一个骆驼经穿过针眼，比一个财富富人进入神的国还容易。
Perhaps very few of us regard ourselves as rich.
也许我们不认为自己很富足。
Shall we then conclude that we are safe?
那我们是不是就安全了呢？
What kind of attitude does mankind bring to life in times of prosperity and adversity?
在一人富足的时候，或者是丧失所有一切的时候，他是应该有什么样的态度呢？
John Wesley, the Methodist founder, wrote in Christian Perspective.
卫理公教的这个人开发者，他卫斯理，他是写了一本书这个样说的。
Concerning Christian perfection, he warns of the sins of omission.
他谈到基督徒怎么样才能够完美？他谈到了一个说不要忽略什么
？The sins of omission，
忽略的罪。
Mm-hmm. We are very careful as Christians not to sin against God by committing sins that offend God。
我们做基督徒的很担心自己做一些得罪神的事情。
However, it is easy to neglect the sins of omission which equally offend God。
可是的，同样的，我们很是忽略了到忽略的这个罪。这个同样的在神眼前也是不好的。
The prophet Micah reminds Israel.
米迦书的这个作者是这样讲。
And talks about God's basic requirement for believers.
他写到神对他的信徒是怎么样要求的。
To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God.
行公义。好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
While it is easy for us to rage over injustice in the world and our society,
我们很容易的就对我们社会的不平感到不满。
It is convenient. It is equally convenient to neglect showing justice to others around us.
我们同样的也很容易的对我们旁边的人受到的不平默默无声。
Many have given up the Lord's commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们许多人放弃了神教导我们的爱人如己这样的规条。
If only every Christian would stop for a second to think how to treat his brothers as he would like to be treated.
倘若每一个基督徒花一秒钟的时间思考我们怎么样能爱人如己这样的事的，
Our lives would differ greatly.
我们的生命就会完全改变。
If only Christians are tender-hearted towards God and each other, our community would be transformed.
若是基督徒对神和神的人同样有仁慈心的话，我们的生活就会改变了。
Someone once compared human living in a world of harsh reality to fish swimming in a tank.
有人曾经把人的遭遇就像一个鱼在鱼池里头这样子比喻。
We are forced to conform to the ways of the tank.
我们一定得因为这个鱼缸是什么样形状，我们一定怎么样得游。
There is no way out.
没有别的办法。
Therefore, survival does not depend on learning to be wise.
所以生存并不在你自己有多么多大的智慧。
But in being careful not to be excessively wise.
可是生活是在于怎么样不要太聪明。
Upright but not overly upright.
正直可是不要太正直。
This is the wrong teaching.
这是不对的看法。
Of Ecclesiastes.
这是传道书里头不对的看法。
There is confusion about the results of being either truthful or deceptive.
在我们应该诚实还是说谎，这里头我们有很大的不同。
And whether it even matters.
有些时候我们甚至于不考虑他们有没有不同。
The teacher's incorrect advice to avoid extremes have been heeded.
这个教师的教导很多人都相信也跟存了，可是不是很好的教导。
And caution against sins of omission forgotten.
我们应该想到我们在神的面前有没有忽略到神的道。
The author of Ecclesiastes is an appropriate example.
这个传道书的教师给我们几个例子。
Could the wisest man who have ever lived make wrong choices in life?
这个世界上从来没有比他更聪明的人，难道会做错错事吗？
The sins of lust and complacency produced all the wrong choices in the life of this most wise man.
他因为贪恋和自满而做了很多不对的选择。
Disobedience turns a man of wisdom into a fool.
悖逆使得一个有智慧的人成为愚昧。
He tells us that after all has been heard,
他告诉我们一切都听到了。
There is one conclusion.
只有一个结论。
Fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to everyone. This is the duty of man.
他说这些事都已听见了。总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当敬的。
The question is, what is to fear God?
我们应该问，怎么样是敬畏神呢？
God made known to us that His name is Yahweh.
神让我们知道他的名字是耶和华。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
His character is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love.
他的个性是良善的，有恩慈的，不轻易发怒，充满了慈爱。
We need not be anxious or trembling concerning a brutal, uncertain life.
对我们生活没有办法控制到的事情，我们不应该抱着惧怕的态度。
We worship and depend on a mighty Creator who cares for us.
我们敬拜也同时的依靠这一个爱着我们的创造主。
He is near and active in each of our lives.
他靠在我们旁边，他也是在我们生活里头有主意的。
Throughout scriptures,
在圣经里头时常讲到。
We are told many stories of men of faith.
我们听到了很多有信心的人的例子。
Like Abraham, their righteousness was proven by acts of obedience.
像亚伯拉罕，他们的公义是因为他们的行为，他们像顺服主。
In addition to these acts of obedience, integrity is another test of faith.
在这个除了在顺服以外，这个人的个性也是另外一个显示神的顺服的方法。
Fearing God is to live a blameless personal life.
敬畏神是一个活出毫无瑕疵的个人生活。
Verse 14 tells us that sins God will bring every act to judgment.
第十四节讲说神审判所有的事情。
Including every hidden thing, whether good or evil.
所有的活的，不论是恶的，是善的。
It is a calling for all of us to fear God.
我们应该每一个人都敬畏神。
God has evidence against us that no district attorney can obtain.
神他有很多证据是这个辩论律师所找不到的。
He is the only one who has the evidences of our hearts.
他是唯一有我们心里的思想为有证据的人。
God's name is not a license for us to do whatever we want.
神的名不是一个我们能随心所欲的借口。
And then live as though He does not exist.
然后有些人活得就好像神根本不在一样。
If death can take us by surprise and the return of the Lord can be imminent,
如果死亡可以随时临到，或者神他随时会再来的时候，
then we must live the present in light of the future.
那我们应该以未来做我们现在的指导。
God so loved the world that He sent His Son to die for us.
神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
That we will not perish but have eternal life.
所以我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
What a paradox that he conquered death through death.
这是多矛盾的事，神以死控制制服死亡。
The fear that we might have of death.
我们对死亡的恐惧。
The uncertainty we face as we come before God.
我们在神面前来所颤抖的心。
Has been overcome by Christ's death and resurrection.
因为耶稣基督的死和复活已经被克服了。
Then those who believe in Jesus have the inexpressible joy of being in God's holy presence at death.
那些信靠神的人在死亡面临死亡的时候有无比的快乐。
Regardless of the world's speculative wisdom,
不论世界上对智慧这样的事情看法是怎么样子，
Paul reminds us this.
保罗劝告我们是这样讲，
The word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolish.
十字架上面的教训对某些人来是愚昧的，
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
他是讲，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
因为神的愚拙总比人智慧。
And the weakness of God is stronger than man.
神的软弱总比人强壮。
Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 3:18.
在哥林多前书第三章十八节，保罗这样子讲。
That no one should deceive himself.
人不可自欺。
If anyone thinks that he is wise in this age,
你们中间若有人在这世界以为自己有智慧，
let him become foolish.
倒不如变作愚拙。
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God.
因为这世界的智慧在神看是愚拙。
Even though a man's ways may seem innocent to him, his motives are weighed by the Lord.
虽然一个人的行为是他自己看来好像是没有错的，可是在神是看我们的动机在那里。
There is true freedom and peace in fearing God and obeying Him.
敬畏神带给我们无比的自由。
The Bible reveals to us that God invites us to work with Him.
圣经上面教导跟我们讲说，神邀请我们跟他同工。
Yahweh makes known to us by His word that in this universe.Where our choices matters.
耶和华神告诉我们，在这个世界，在这个宇宙里头，我们所作所为是有相当是
our choices matters.
我们的选择是有轻重的。
He welcomes and allows us to work with Him by means of personal holiness.
他邀请我们跟他同工，让我们叫我们自己圣洁。
The examples of Abraham and Daniel illustrate to us that Yahweh listens to the prayers of the godly.
亚伯拉罕和但以理，他给我们的教训是说，神听一个人圣洁的人的祷告。
We come to understand God's plan for the world and our lives through the study of His Word and through living a life of obedience.
我们从读圣经里头能够了解神给我们的生活的意思。
We reject the reversal of creation.
我们反对这个尘土回到原来返璞归真。
Even at death,
甚至在死里头，就面到死的时候。
When we live a life that declares the true meaning of what being a human is,
当我们活的一个不仅是一个人伦的这个生活的时候。
Every one of us will indeed arrive at death in this life.
我们这里没有一个人能逃离死亡。
Only for those who believe.
只有相信神的人
The new creation
是一个新造的
Which has already begun in Jesus
我们的新形象在认识基督的时候就已经开始了
Will come to an even more wonderful consummation
只有这样的人会来到一个更美好的结果
Instead of returning to dust
相反的我们不回到尘土
The Apostle Paul looked eagerly toward the future when believers will be raised imperishable
使徒保罗面临的死亡的时候，他有何等的他何等欢喜，因为我们将被高举，成为不朽坏的。
On Wednesday,
礼拜三
，a few of us had lunch with a missionary.
我们有几个人跟一个宣道士一起吃饭。
Who is the author of the book Peace Child?
他是写一本书叫做《平安之子》。
I want to share with you in closing an illustration that he shared with us.
在这里做结论的时候，我要跟你们分享一些他跟我分享的事情。
A Christian friend of his was witnessing to a plane pilot.
他有一个朋友在跟一个基督徒的驾驶员这样子分享。
He asked the pilot.
他问这个驾驶员。
Who was not a believer.
这个驾驶员不是信徒，这个朋友是一个信徒。
He asked him about his confidence in landing an aircraft safely at a busy airport like Chicago O'Hare.
他问这个飞机驾驶员，你从芝加哥起飞降落的时候，你有多大的把握，你可以很平安的降落
The winter weather in Chicago is especially dangerous when the visibility is low.
在芝加哥冬天的时候，因为这个看觉视觉不是很好，所以他没有办法有这么大的把握。
The pilot answered assuredly that all he does is listen closely to the air traffic controller's instructions.
这个飞机驾驶员他的回答是说，我只要仔细听这个飞机场他怎么样跟我讲起飞降落，我下落我就有把握了。
And follow exactly where what the traffic controller tells me.
我要仔细听他们怎么样的教导，然后我要怎么样很仔细的来跟随他顺服他们的教导。
Don Richardson's Christian friend told his pilot.
Don Richardson 这个人呢，他的朋友就跟这个驾驶员这样子讲
，That humankind's uncertainty about eternity is like an aircraft trying to land at O'Hare。
一个人对自己的将来没有把握，就像一个飞机驾驶员起飞降落没有把握一样。
There is traffic，
是有很多的交通
，and possibility of accidents。
有些时候是可能出事、出意外。
The visibility is bad.
有些时候你看得不远。
Likewise, the certainty of landing lies in a believer's ability to follow our heavenly air traffic controller's instructions.
同样的，信徒怎么样有信心呢？是因为在有一个更大的主力，我们的主，他在指导我们怎么样起飞和降落。
All we do to assure safe landing is to listen and follow exactly what our heavenly Father tells us.
我们怎么样能够把握我们将来的能平稳的降落呢？我们只要听清楚我们的神怎么样教我们怎么做。